So I'm curious, how does it officially be, feel to be back on TV, having the cameras in your face? Was it like riding a bike? Were you picking up where you left off?
It felt very normal. It just felt really cool to be back. It was a long break, like 3 years or something for us. So, we were just so grateful to be able to come back. And, it's a really cool job.
Yeah.
So, you kind of forget that the cameras are there, honestly. Like, I know that sounds crazy, but it's like you forget that they're even in the room with you. So it felt like I guess like riding a bike, it felt good to be back.
Yeah, and it must have been different having Cruz there too and being aware that there's cameras with him. Was that weird at
Yeah,
first?
because there's certain times like you're trying to talk about things, but then you're also a mom, so you gotta like watch what your toddler's doing running around the room
Yep.
24/7. So you gotta kind of like juggle a little bit more with a toddler running around. But he's just so cute. And even like looking back at the episodes, he looks so little because he's growing so fast right now. So I mean, he's like a whole foot taller now or something. Like it's, he's just in that stage where he's changing so much. So he already looks like a little baby whenever I see the
Oh,
episode. So
well,
cute.
yeah, it's nice to see like a totally different vibe than Vanderpump, but still like the same elements. It was interesting.
Yeah, exactly.
So I know you have stayed close with a lot of girls. Jack's obviously on and off had Kristen blocked, but like how close did you stay with Kristen and some of the other girls, Sheena, Lala, over the years?
Oh, Kristen's one of my very best friends. We're together 24/7. And then Sheena and Lala, I love them too. We're super close. We get our kids together as much as we possibly can. They both just bought houses in the valley too, so
Oh.
we're gonna be seeing them a lot more as well. But yeah, we're all very, very close. Nothing's changed about that. Even though we're not filming together all the time, we're still nothing's changing our friendships.
Yeah. You could tell, like, you guys were very comfortable in front of the camera. And actually, your other cast members seemed to be too. But was there an adjustment at all? Did you give them any advice about being on reality TV?
Oh, I definitely gave them advice. We had like a big pool party at my house before we picked up cameras. And my biggest advice to anybody that's trying to do anybody trying to do a reality show is always like be yourself. Don't try to plan your scenes. Don't try to plan out what you're doing, what you're going to be filming that day. Be yourself. Let things come naturally because if you're trying to act things out or, put on a show, people will notice instantly. And I think it's just so much better to be real. And I told them that. And I was like, also, don't get your feelings hurt if you hear an interview bite that you don't like. Like, it'll be fine. Next week will be on to something else.
That is true. That is great
So.
advice. I was also going to ask you, because it is interesting with these shows, they film, months ago, and now you get to kind of relive them. Are you used to that at this point, or is it still hurtful sometimes when you see confessionals and stuff like that?
It could definitely be hurtful. I went through a lot worse on Vanderpump Rules than what I'm going to have to deal with on the Val. Well, I mean, we did pick up cameras again with my situation that's going on here, so that's going to be difficult to watch. But I went through a cheating scandal and everything of my own whenever I was on
Yeah.
Vanderpump, so that was really hard to have to relive. So there's definitely always moments when you go through something so tough like that is going to be hard. But at the you have to keep reminding yourself, okay, I'm already over this, I'm already over this, I'm already over this. But it can be very difficult, especially because feelings get brought back up and we don't always know what each other's saying. We're watching it for the first time like you guys are. So just because we're filming together, I have no idea what Kristen's over there saying or what Janet is over here talking about, so it can be weird. But at
Yeah.
the day, it's we got to re keep remembering and reminding ourselves that we already made it through this.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yes, speaking of, and I'll just ask a brief question, like obviously you and Jax are going through something right now. It must be difficult also doing it while you're doing press for the show, I'm assuming. So like, how are you doing? Are you guys cordial? Is it, can you tell me on anything about that?
We're doing fine. I think the space is necessary right now. I just want Cruz to have a happy home, and I think that's the most important thing right now. So he's number one. We're co-parenting. We go to things for Cruz. We just went to the zoo the other day, the three of us. So look, we're still able to like do things like that, but the space is definitely necessary right now, and to figure out what we're gonna do for our future. I don't know if we would get back together, if we would go through a divorce. Like we haven't decided anything like that yet, but I'm doing okay. I have my hard days for sure, but at the end of the day, I just think like, okay, we got to just figure things out. I got to put myself first for once and my son first. So that's what matters.
Yeah. We also saw, so Jesse and Michelle, which after watching the first episode, there were signs, but like, yeah, what, I'm assuming it wasn't that surprising for you guys.
No, they have been, you know, having a hard time in their relationship even before we started filming. So it wasn't a surprise at all. And I'm very happy for Michelle. She's like so much happier now. And that's all that matters, you know?
Yeah.
She's doing great.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
In terms of Luke, I just want your thoughts about why, because I just spoke to Jax and he says he loves Luke, which I think is true probably today, but like on the show, we sort of see, I don't know, maybe they're just not the same personality, or maybe he's not used to Kristen dating someone different. I don't know. But like, yeah, what was it? Was there something specific he didn't love? Or
I think in the beginning, we obviously know Luke a lot better now.
Right.
But this is like in the beginning when we started filming, we just didn't know him very well. And Jax was not trying to take the time to get to know him. That's why whenever I talk about like how we were in Mexico and stuff, that like Jax was acting horrible, wouldn't even like talk to them. It was the most awkward situation ever. But they're definitely a lot closer now, like they're actual friends now. But at that time, I think also Kristen was just going through a bad breakup, and you know, she started dating Luke, and I think that Jax didn't think that it was going to be a long relationship, which now obviously we know that it is. But just in the beginning, he wasn't really trying to get to know him, and that was really weird.
Okay, that's kind of what I assumed it was, because they seem fine now. So
oh yeah, there wasn't Luke didn't do anything, like there wasn't any like fight between them or anything. It was honestly, we just didn't know him very well.
Right. I want your thoughts. Are you watching Vanderpump? What are your thoughts about Tom Sandoval sort of ingratiating himself back into the group?
I knew it would happen eventually. I mean, they work together, you know, they're going to have to be around each other. So, you know, I just think that as long as he's taking accountability and trying to grow and change, like that's what really matters at the end of the day. But I don't know. When is anybody ever done something and then just completely got banned from that group? I feel like everybody's always able to make their way back in.
Yeah.
Jax, for example, you know, like, you know, it's just, it's part of the world we live in, you know?
Yeah. It seems like he's dating someone new. Do you guys know her?
She was actually at my bar last night. We had St. Patrick's Day. She was really nice. I don't really know her that well though, but she was definitely really kind to me yesterday.
Yeah. How's the bar going?
It's going so good. Yeah. Okay, we're super busy most of the times. And then we're having like watch parties. So now that the Valley's on, we're going to be watching it there every Tuesday night. We have karaoke nights. We have trivia nights. We're getting ready to start March Madness. I'm a huge Kentucky basketball fan. So we're going to be watching all the UK games there. It's just, it's a lot of fun.
Fun. Okay. Yeah. I was talking to Schwartz and he says he stops by a lot. So
that's cool. Him and Sandoval come all the time. Kristen comes all the time. My new cast is always there. Like we got a lot of support. So that's really nice.
Okay. How are Kristen and Sandoval? Do they interact or are they just kind of...
I don't think that we, like, I'm not mean to Sandoval or anything, but like, I don't really like talk to him, you know, like he'll come to the bar and stuff, but like, I'm normally talking over here. He's normally talking over there. Like he's not like around me like that. But, and I think it's kind of the same with Kristen, like just kind of in the same room type situation.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to avoid when you guys live in the same world and Bravo world.
Yeah. And he's nice to me. And of course I'm always nice. Like I'm not a mean person. So there's nothing like that going on.
Yeah. The trailer for the rest of the Valley seems really fun and intense. Can you see fans like already do you have any thoughts about like who fans are going to like or who they might root against? Like, have you thought about that?
Oh gosh, I can't even let my brain go there. I just hope that everybody likes me still. I think that like Zach has a lot of good one-liners that people are going to love because he's very smart and he's able to like have that quick wit. I think that's going to be great. The whole cast just does amazing, honestly. I think Jesse's going to, you know, he's going to be good TV, but I think he's going to kind of be a little bit of a villain as well. So we'll see. We'll see how it works out.
Yeah. I'm interested to see how that sort of builds because it doesn't look great.
But I'm definitely so proud of everybody. I think everybody did an amazing job and people are really, really going to love the new cast.
Yeah, we see Sheena and Lala pop up. Is that going to happen throughout the season? We might see more familiar faces.
Yeah, we've got a couple people popping in and out, and we pop in and out of Vanderpump Rules as well. Schwartz, he was already on the trailer, so I could say that Schwartz is on the show too. He gets to like see the bar because we opened the bar so fast. So, I mean, we opened it within like 3 months. So all
Wow.
that is going to be on the show as well. So there's a lot to follow.
I'm just laughing because you said you opened the bar in 3 months, and I think it took Tom and Schwartz like 2 years or something.
Yeah, trust me, we've been compared to a lot of that and the sandwich shop too. It's like I don't know. Ours just happened so fast. And I think it was also our situation. It was already a bar previously, so like we didn't have to worry about like the liquor license and all that because it's already there. But it was just such a good opportunity for us. We couldn't pass it up, you know?
Yeah, no, that's great. Well, I know we got to wrap up, but yeah, anything else you can tease about the season or you're excited for fans to see?
I just think it's going to be really good, very relatable. I think a lot of people are really going to love it. First episode is very like cute and sweet, but it only gets more and more drama and crazy as the episodes go by. So just continue watching, tune in every Tuesday. I'm just super excited. I think it's going to be really, really good.